This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown on Saturday of what they are calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. Steve Herman has the story.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey is targeting construction industry professionals for alleged shoddy and illegal building methods that might have caused buildings to collapse. After a pair of earthquakes last week has killed more than 33,000 people and injured another 92,000. Turkish Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag said Sunday that to date, three people have been arrested, seven detained, and seven others barred from leaving the country. This as thousands of rescue workers, against long odds, continued their search for survivors, and a handful of people were found alive, including a pregnant woman rescued Sunday, 157 hours after the quake struck. New Zealand is bracing for the remains of Cyclone Gabrielle. The country's weather service says Gabrielle poses a very high risk of extreme, impactful, and unprecedented weather over many regions of the North Island from Sunday to Tuesday. Significant heavy rains and damaging winds could cause dangerous river conditions, and significant flooding is expected. From Washington,